This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Syrian forces closing in on Islamic State's last territorial bastion near the Iraqi border advanced slowly, with the U.S.-backed forces announcing a delay due to the presence of additional civilians, many of whom were being used as human shields.
The SDF clashed with Islamic State for nearly 18 hours around Baghouz. Capturing the village would cap 4 years of international efforts to roll back the jihadists. Thousands of fighters, followers and civilians had retreated to Baghouz as IS territory shrunk. Over the last few weeks, they poured out, holding up the final assault. The SDF evacuated civilians and now estimate that several hundred IS insurgents remain inside. They say they aim to declare victory within a week, but the militant group remains a threat, using guerrilla tactics and holding some desolate land further west.
That's Reuters' Saskia Donahue reporting. The U.S. and Seoul, South Korea, are eliminating their massive springtime military drills. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The decision follows President Trump's complaints about the cost of the joint drills. In a tweet Sunday, he says the move will save hundreds of millions of dollars, for which the U.S. would not have been reimbursed, adding, reducing tensions with North Korea at this time is a good thing. North Korea has labeled the exercises rehearsals for an invasion. The Pentagon says the U.S. and South Korea will replace the exercises with smaller command post exercises and revised field training programs.
Ben Thomas reporting for the AP. The Canadian government, its Border Security Agency, and the National Police Force are being sued by the chief financial officer for China tech giant Huawei over alleged rights allegations. The suit says that Meng Wanzhou, the daughter of Huawei's founder, was detained, searched, and questioned for hours before being told she was under arrest and allowed access.